Today's episode is brought to you by Omigo Bidets. Omigo is the greatest thing to clean your butt with, and we will tell you more about that during the episode. But before we start today's show, I've got to tell you about this incredible contest. What we want is the best fan-filmed commercial for Omigo Bidets. You can film your commercial really any way you want, any concept. It can be filmed on an iPhone. It can be filmed on a professional setup. Whatever you want, the best commercial will win $500 plus an Omigo Bidet. We're going to air the commercial at the end of this show, and the deadline to enter is October 29th. You must email gasdigitalmarketing@gmail.com for more information. All of the rules will be emailed to you. Once again, that is gasdigitalmarketing@gmail.com, and you guys can enter to win $500 plus an Omigo Bidet. Okay, let's start the show.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Here we go. Starting the week off right. Monday, Real Ass Podcast. Welcome. Welcome to October. It was October the last time we did the show. Shut the fuck up, Shannon. Whatever. It's fine. It's now October officially, in my mind. Okay? It's a Real Ass Podcast. It's a Monday. Welcome, Zach D'Amico.
Man, I love this.
What?
Show starting. It's October. It's just fucking good time of year, man. It's
fucking good time, dude. October. Happy. Show. I love it. You're very October. You're Halloween.
This is the one month of year I make sense.
You're a Halloweeny. Yeah. That's why I call you. It's fucking Halloweeny. As a nerd who's into Halloween, a Halloweeny.
Yeah, I'll take it.
I'm also into Halloween, but I'm not, like, I'm fucking not a nerd. I'm badass. So,
yeah.
You know, I'm like a hella.
Halloweeny.
Hella.
You're like a walking St. Patty's Day.
Yeah. Look, we have a great show planned today.
Just one of these.
We have two incredible guests. As always, ladies and gentlemen, very happy to have back on the show Derek Gaines and Monroe Martin, both of the No Need for Apologies podcast here on the Gas Digital Network. Real quick, let's get these plugs out of the way. Let's just get it going. Derek, what do you got to plug, my friend?
Just watch King of Staten Island and The Last OG on Netflix. Just hanging out.
Love it. Love it. Monroe?
Yeah, also watch King of Staten Island and Last G Network. I don't fucking know. Just listen to our podcast, No Need for Apologies.
No Need for Apologies.
Every Wednesday at 1 o'clock on the Gas Digital Network, and then every Sunday at 3 o'clock on every other platform.
You know, I got to be honest with you. We're the lead-in show for you guys. We should be promoting that more, Shannon. That's Shannon's fault.
I didn't even know that. We did Shannon's show.
No, Shannon did our show.
And we did her show. I did the thing is ding like four times.
Wow. Oh, yeah. I think I did Shannon's show. Yeah.
Derek doesn't even remember it. Wow.
Shannon don't give a fuck.
Shannon's on Kratom.
Shannon's always like, zonking out on Kratom. Yeah. Just Kratom? So you know, Kratom is one of our incredible sponsors here on the network.
Kratom.
It's gas station heroin. Mm.
Wow.
Yeah, it looks, it tastes horrible. Look, I gotta be honest with you. This isn't a read, so I can just be honest about Kratom, okay? It makes you feel like you're on some fucking opiates.
Yeah, Jesus.
The second I took it, I used to do perks. The second I drank it, the hair on the back of like my receptors, they went, you're on drugs again.
Oh, wow.
It shouldn't be legal. It is. I don't know how it's legal.
Kratom. With that being said, they are sponsoring Lewis's fight.
They're my marquee fight sponsors. Shut up, Cannon. The marquee sponsors for Skankfest. They love being in the Legion of Skanks and Louis J. Gomez business. So, look, if you guys are
we love being in the heroin sludge business.
Listen, it's heroin sludge. It tastes so fucking gross, but if you want the effects of legal heroin, you will get through that.
Do you love heroin but wish you could blow Swamp Thing? Kratom.
What is wrong with y'all, man? What the fuck is wrong with y'all?
Zach D'Amico?
I'm not going to laugh this off. Like, y'all are twisted.
Get him a cup of Kratom.
Kratom.
We'll make him laugh. Shannon, can you make Derek a cup of Kratom and see what happens?
Cup of Kratom.
I don't have enough on me to make
look what a fucking dope fiend she is. Look at her.
I have enough for me.
I can ask next door if they have.
Can we send Eric to go buy some Kratom? No, but I don't know. We should have. We have a sponsor in Yo Kratom. How do we not have tons of Kratom just sitting around?
I want to see what it looks like.
It just sounds Kratom.
Sounds what does like it look like?
Comic
is that
book
it?
Shit.
It looks like a green sludge. It's like a powder that you mix it with water, and you're like, that looks like it's going to taste bad. Mm-hmm, and it tastes worse than you possibly could. It's really bad. It tastes really bad. They're not selling Kratom for the taste.
What's it supposed to do? Ooh, is it right. supposed
fuck
to just
fuck
you
opiate.
Up?
It's opiate.
Oh, okay. I thought it was supposed to be like energy shit or
it
whatever.
Is. It is.
Yeah. Oh.
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 But if you take a bunch, it'll fuck you up, Targi. I'm not recommending people to do it.
No, don't.
I'm just telling, like, I don't do it. I don't do it.
You're not telling people to drink the bleach.
I'm not telling people. I'm just telling you, if you are in the market for Kratom, they're the ones to go to.
Kratom. All right.
Dude, we're not saying to do it, but it is the home of the $60 kilo.
It is the home of the $60 kilo.
By the way, that's not good that's an advertisement.
Yeah. Zach Migos, what do you got to plug?
My other show on the network, Zach Migos Midnight Spook Show, Fridays at midnight, Catalyst Wrestling, Saturdays at 11 a.m., and this Saturday, I will be at the Bel Air Diner drive-thru with the Troma team for a double feature of Return to Nukem High Volume 1 and 2. Show up. There is limited seating where you can bring your car. And then there will be Troma screenings all throughout that this month, including a secret screening on the 30th that may or may not be a new movie that I worked on that I am not allowed to advertise yet.
Wow.
Good look at that. Sure. Big deal.
Good for Zach.
Big deal.
I just did a show at Bel Air Diner on Saturday. It's pretty cool.
That was fun.
Fun time, man. That half drive in, half show. It's not bad.
Guys, make sure you support the network. GasDigitalNetwork.com is the website. You can get episodes of every podcast we have available. Over 22 shows now on the network, including Real Ass Podcast, Legion of Skanks. No need for apologies. Believe you me. With Michael Bisping, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show. The Thing Is, Ding, with Shannon Lee Hire. There's the best podcast network in the world. I mean, pound for pound, you know, dollar for dollar. You're not going to spend a better $8 in the world if you were trying to just fucking laugh and forget all the bullshit that's going on in the world. That's the best thing to do. You can get a free trial. Use the promo code REP. Get a free trial. You get to binge watch all these shows. Go fall in love with all these podcasts that you guys know and love. If you guys simply just go on to Reddit or to Twitter and just say, hey, what's the best episodes to go start with No Needs for Apologies or Legion of Skanks or any of these shows, you get a bunch of recommendations, you go binge watch a bunch of them, even if you cancel the membership, fuck it, right? It ain't gonna hurt nobody. Go get that free membership, baby boy. 14-day free trial, use that promo code REP, you get uncensored ad-free episodes, the racist live chat as well. Let's see, right there, look, I look straight down, Keith.Bond says black people invented the jumbo. I don't know what that even means.
What is a jumbo?
I don't even know.
That's like, the thing in the newspaper, like the word scramble.
Oh, is that what that is? I thought it was like jumbo shrimp, jumbo jambalaya. Drum, jambalaya.
So we created, we just, the
anything
word
jumbo,
or we actually made
no, you
big
make,
shrimp,
you make
fucking
things,
asshole.
You make things jumbo.
Bigger?
You make it bigger and better.
Well, we come bigger.
Why
come
do you bigger. Take it, why do you take it negatively?
Nigga, it's called the racist whatever the fuck.
It's the racist live chat. It is.
Yeah.
Well, look, I've called it the racist live chat, but can I be honest with you? All live chats are racist.
They are.
I get in the live
that's
chat
why
to be
I can
racist.
Call it, yeah.
All live chats matter.
Yeah, exactly. All live chats are racist. All you can't hate. You go to fucking YouTube. You go to Instagram. You go. So I'm not running away from it. I know what it is.
I got you.
It's the racist live chat.
I want to fucking, like, what is jumbo?
Jumbo.
Jumbo. Let me see what he says.
I think it's just a word that means it's big.
Let me see what he says. Can he defend? Let's see.
I want to know.
Maybe he's talking about a dildo.
Chinese people invented the dildo.
I don't know what's going on. I don't know what he's saying.
He's called a marital aid.
Is it a big black dick? Is it insecurity? Is it a big?
Sounds like it.
Yeah, it's insecurity. It's fine.
Oh, damn. I thought he was actually going to come with some knowledge. That I can fucking be like, oh shit.
Because no, what's the jumbo?
You said what you said.
Well,
he said the jumbo
thought,
like word scrambling.
Well, that's what he was.
Jumbo.
Oh.
Oh, the jumbo.
I thought that he was saying that black people invented like jumbo versions of things. It was like 1937. They first invented the first jumbo fries. And it was a black guy. He was like, yo, you got regular fries. You ever try jumbo fries?
Jumbo fries.
Jumbo fries.
Steak fries.
They were
steak fries. It wasn't jumbo fries.
Come on.
Jumbo fries.
Invented by Chief Jumbo of the Umbelea tribe.
So listen to me. We have a great show planned today, as always. Okay. I will tell you right now. A lot of stuff to talk about. Monroe, I'm glad that you are alive and well.
Yeah,
the last time we spoke to Derek, you had just gotten into an accident, and I got to be honest with you, the pictures I saw, you were not looking good. You walked in here today, you are better looking than you were before.
Damn right, baby.
There you go.
That's who I am, yo.
I expected
it. You got to crack a layer in order to get to the beauty inside. You know what I mean?
There you go, boy.
You have to do that shit. All right.
So what happened?
I'm a Fabergé egg, baby.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking of Fabergé egg. That's so funny.
Listen to me. You got into this accident.
I got in the accident. I broke my face. Not like broke. Like people go, "Wait, oh, what happened? You banged up?" No, I broke my face. Like I had multiple breaks in my face. And I had to get plastic surgery 2 days.
You're back up.
This is my hype man. My hype man for sad shit.
Broke his face.
When his dad left.
He ain't got no daddy.
Like I was there. I was there when he broke. I was in the hospital.
I wear masks. I fan with the opera.
So time out.
So it broke, like, so
you
I broke it.
Now, just do me a favor. Just in that moment when you feel that, were you in shock? You don't feel it.
You don't feel shit. It's like pure adrenaline. It's like literally like I didn't feel it until I got to the actual hospital. Okay. And then when you're a baby and then your mom goes, "How does it feel?" And then you fucking be like, "Oh, shit, I feel it now."
Yeah, then you cry.
Yeah, that's what happened.
You started crying.
Like, yeah, like on a scale of 1 to 10, I was like a 10. And I was like, yeah, fuck. My brain registered as it. And my brain was like, your face is fucked.
Well, your brain was exposed. You were looking at your brain.
No, like nothing came out or anything. It was like, yeah. I didn't, like, so he was like, I had to do like a bunch of tests or whatever. And then I just
you had the accident, were you awake the whole time? Or did
out? I'm a G.
Okay.
Yeah, I was up. I went home, and then I went to the hospital. I tried to
get a 40.
Because I think, you know what I mean? Beat my dick.
Played some basketball. I go to the hospital after I play this basketball game.
So I got home, and like it was just like regular when I got home. It wasn't really like swollen. And then I like showed my wife, like, look, I fucked myself up. And then it started like getting bigger and bigger. And then she was like, we talked for like 30 minutes, and like within that 30 minutes it kept growing, and she was like, we need to go to the hospital.
So you went home.
So I would have went to sleep.
What the fuck is wrong with you? You didn't go to the hospital?
Adrenaline makes you fucking not my arm was, but my face, no. My face just was just fucking, my eyes started getting shut. So she was like, you go to the hospital. I'm like, I'm gonna go to sleep, cause I fucked parts of my body up before and like just was like, all right, fuck it, it's a sprain or whatever. And then wake up, legs swollen. They'd be like, your ankle's broke. Done that.
I mean, I would have to literally remember looking at my Ian heart broke beating in order to like go to the hospital. Like, I'd have to really be fucked up.
You remember that only time I played basketball with y'all? I'm fucking dumbass Ian had jumped in the air landed on my ankle. He broke my ankle that fucking day. And I had to go, and I walked home. I walked to the person I was dating home. And then the next day, they were like, you need to go to the fucking hospital.
Yeah.
So, like,
what was that for that?
I don't know. But that was, like, years ago.
Wow.
But, like, in my brain, I'm always like, and I guess it's just, like, childhood shit. Because I never really went to the hospital. Like, you get cut that definitely needs stitches. And they're just like, pour some peroxide on it and shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I mean,
I still have that mentality.
That was the exact same way. Like, I've fallen down. I've hurt myself. There's been times where, like, I think both of my feet are broken right now.
Yeah.
Like, right now, I think both of my feet are broken and I need severe medical attention. But I will not go to the doctor unless it's an absolute emergency. It is such a difficult fucking thing to do.
Yeah, I hate the hospital.
I went to get an STD test again.
Dick tip was burning like a fucking cigarette.
No, I went to get an STD test the other day.
The other day, dick.
I was like, no, I'm in a relationship now. I was like, I should get an STD test. You know, make sure everything's fucking and clean. Yeah. So even just that process, like just calling the doctor, like... I got to the point where I called up
and Lewis.
They didn't have an appointment available the day. They didn't have an appointment available the day that I wanted to go. And now I haven't set up the appointment. Now I'm like, so fuck. I'm like,
Man, do that shit.
I know, it's terrible.
That's one of the biggest acts of love, though.
What?
To bring a clean bill of health to a relationship. Yeah. Like, yeah, I was out there fucking around, but no scars.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I just, you want to get, because you know you're not fucking around anymore. You're
and
like,
you
I,
know
at this point, because I think when I'm fucking around and I'm single and I'm fucking a bunch of chicks, I'm like, I must get an STD test. I'm going to get another one tomorrow. It's crazy.
It's also a good way. I'm going to get an STD test
every fucking day. Yeah, it's crazy.
The condoms keep you from paranoia, too. A lot of people don't tell you that. Them condoms.
What do? You put them on your head? I don't even
know. Nah, you put them on your dick, but you just have a clear conscience.
I put them in my ear so I don't hear fucking
that's so funny.
Complaining about me not getting an STD test.
Fuck nah, the condoms keep you, giving me a clear conscience.
Like I can only use a condom the first or second time I have sex with a woman.
That's smart. Well, you keep it at one or two and then keep it moving.
Yeah, but that's typically what happens.
In a relationship you're talking about?
No, in a relationship, no.
Oh, because I'm like, when you're in a relationship, it's raw dog from the jump.
Yeah, relationship. No, I have sex with a condom the first time, and I'm like, all right, this was great.
Okay.
This was a fine time. Thank you very much. I appreciate you being here.
Yeah. And then by the second or third time, you're like, you really going to make me wear this thing, lady?
Yeah. It's
like, yeah.
Are we still going to do this out. Game?
I don't have any left. Are we going to not? Yeah. You know, that's so funny.
I guess we're done dating.
Are we done?
Yeah. Are we nice knowing you. It's just, it's not even like, because here's what's going to happen. My dick is not going to work as much as it usually does.
Man,
right?
A condom is a velour sweatsuit on a dick, man.
Yeah.
It's like wearing a sweatsuit. It's like putting a sweatsuit on your dick. It's the worst.
It is. I don't think women. Here's the other thing I don't understand. Why is it for women? Why don't women like condoms? Is it because we get less hard and they feel bad about themselves?
Why don't they wear female condoms? Why don't we switch it up?
It looks like a jellyfish is hanging out of her pussy.
That's fine.
That's disgusting.
Like a man of war?
Yeah.
What the fuck is that? That's fine. Fucking take that, find the hole, open it up, slot it in.
Shannon, do you not enjoy sex?
Have you ever wore a female condom, Shannon?
No.
Why not? Why put that pressure on men?
Because where do you even get one?
Where do you even get one?
The store?
Are you sure?
Yeah,
right next to the regular condoms. Female
probably
condoms.
You can get them on Amazon for sure. Pull up a female condom.
Females.
In fact, pull up a video of a woman inserting one. Why not
That'd
make it enjoyable?
Great.
But can I say something on women's?
No, bitch, shut up. Do what I say.
If it's your right,
he's looking for it. But it's more invasive. You just have to throw it on top. This is like a whole thing. You have to insert it and make sure it's in the right.
So now we're responsible for your body.
And yours.
You give a no, because we brought the condom. We're protecting ourselves.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
It's not like I brought the condom to protect like you. Not, it's like, I don't know you.
If you're not willing to use it,
it's like wearing a bulletproof vest to a drug deal.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, I'm not here to protect you. I'm here to protect myself.
Me. If you're not willing to wear a female condom, you shouldn't be able to make decisions about your reproductive system.
Is that a bike pump?
I don't want to hear shit. I don't want to hear shit about fucking abortion rights. You're not willing to protect your own body?
Right, if you can't put that thing inside you.
Wait, let me see. It's a
oh my God. No, you put it up your asshole? You fucking whore.
I would definitely watch a girl do this shit.
And that's the penis?
Is that the peen?
It's a skinny dick.
Yeah.
It's a skinny long cock.
That's what I would do. I would move it over to the side.
And then you throw it on top of other trash. Okay. Can we see more of a graphic version of this, please?
Because
I don't really understand it. That just looked like a condom.
That looked
like you just took a condom and stuffed it
inside out.
With a Pac-Man coin or whatever the fuck.
That's what I thought the first time I saw a Magnum. I thought it was a female condom. I was like, holy shit. Wow. Here, put this on, lady.
For her whole body.
Yeah, I was like, wow.
Like a body bag.
Yeah.
Stand in the middle and pull up.
Started blowing it up in my nose like Howie Mandel.
Oh my God.
Oh, oh hell yeah.
Oh, wow. That looks like raw turkey.
Yeah, that bitch, man. That looks like Predator versus Alien right there.
That bitch is beat up. Holy shit.
Oh my
shit.
God.
Oh my God. She loves
it. It would hurt. Like, why?
Is it a cadaver?
Is that a pig in ninth grade science class? Are they shoving a female condom into a pig?
It's a biology class, pussy. What is
so
that?
It's a giant condom
with a ring in it.
With a ring at the end.
So we got to give you a ring from the jump?
There you go, bro. Oh, you got to squeeze the ring and turn Oh, why? Yeah, okay.
Squeeze, so. Turn, flop it open.
And yeah. He got it. You got a, okay.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
I would laugh at a woman if she ever did that.
If I ever seen a bullhorn nozzle come out.
So there's literally no difference other than you're still fucking the condom.
Yeah, you're fucking the condom.
Yeah.
In fact, it seems worse because now you're fucking terrible. The condom.
What's the reason? I don't understand.
And then you got a lube to... Why
this is also
on?
How you cook stuffing.
He fingers a white girl and says, make me stuffing. Oh, fuck.
Oh shit, you know what, fuck it. Guess who'll stink, guess who'll stink, guess who'll stink, guess who'll stink. That is way less attractive
this
than the male
awful.
Condom.
Yeah. This is awful.
He has to do all this pokey
shit.
How
much prep is it? What Jesus is he doing? Christ. Is that, all right.
And then the moment you stick it in, it's just going to bunch up anyway.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, no, right. He's going for it now.
Is he putting one on too?
Why is he sitting Indian style? I hate him. I hate his fucking guts. Dude. Yeah, wait. He's jerking off Indian style.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, I get it.
Female condom. There you
this
go.
This is the whole thing.
Wow, never mind.
I'm good.
Y'all getting, yeah. Y'all
it's probably, I'm saying right now, it probably feels better than a male condom. Because male condom, it's tight, it's restrictive.
Takes all like, the breathing away.
Yeah.
Shuts all the, like the, yeah.
I feel like that would swim around in her big old fucking rubber
man,
pussy.
Man, that's just,
I feel like that would feel better.
Yeah.
You think so? That would feel
maybe.
Better?
Shannon maybe. Dillon, will you have sex with each other once with a condom, once with a female condom, and then report what feels better?
No, thank you. But one of the stories I submitted today has to do with wearing condoms or not wearing condoms.
I know, Shannon. I was going to get there one.
Oh, I didn't know.
Point.
If, I didn't know Don't if you worry. Looked at the notes.
Oh, I look at the notes every day, baby girl.
No, I won't.
Yeah, Shannon. Yeah, does condom sex feel less good for you?
I haven't had sex in forever. I don't know.
Of course, it's for everybody. It feels less good because it's like holding hands with somebody wearing a glove. It's the skin-to-skin contact is what
I feel
makes
like for
it...
a woman. It should almost feel like no difference.
I don't remember there being. A huge difference. The last guy I had sex with was with condoms, but his penis was like so big. I don't think it would have made
his
a difference.
His penis was too big. You were just like
it was really big.
And so the condom only cover half. Then
it was unenjoyable.
It was difficult. It was very difficult.
Yeah.
Dang.
So she got like an Arnold Palmer. So she was getting like
got half and half. That was good.
And back half.
I fuck with that.
Yeah.
Fuck with that. Like a strawberry lemonade.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's probably why I end up getting into relationships as well. It's just because it's like nature.
That raw thing.
Well, nature's just being like, you're going to die of AIDS. You need to protect your body. And that's just, I think I get into these relationships.
Yeah.
I'm serial monogamous. I always have been.
Yeah.
You know, or it's because my mom didn't love me. Oh, this is kind of interesting.
Okay.
So, all right. This is sad. Shannon, we need sad music. When I start talking about my parents, we need some sort of sad.
You already on it.
So you know how my mom wrote me all these letters before she died.
Oh damn!
And she gave them to me. She was like very regretful about a lot of stuff.
Your mom could read.
My name, right? Stupid as shit, my mom. So your mom can read and write. Word. All right. So go ahead.
All right, I'm following you.
Spit as a war vet.
But I never read these letters. I never read them because it was too hard for me to read them. And I sort of put them aside.
Okay.
And I was like, I will get to them eventually.
Okay.
Being the degenerate, proud boy that I am. I lost... The letters.
Oh, hey, shit.
I think I locked them in a safe that I lost the key to, which is like it's like a poem.
Yeah.
It's like,
oh, wow. It's like
I really did. I think I locked them in a safe that
I lost the safe. I buried the safe underneath a tree.
Yeah, that's
a tree grew.
Yeah,
like, the they knocked the
real?
Tree down and built a highway.
Yeah,
this don't feel real.
I'm telling you, dog. I'm telling you. I think I put these letters in a safe.
Because Andy Dufresne.
shit.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Doggy. I fucking put them in I think I put them in the safe. Or maybe I didn't. Or I just lost them. Whatever it is. But then I sold the safe at a stoop sale before I was leaving Jesus my one apartment. And some guy bought the safe. He was like, I mean, you don't have the combo? And I was like, hey, you can have whatever's inside, sir. $40. I swear to God, I'm dead ass. Yeah. That's a real story that happened. And I've sort of had this regret. I was like, fuck, dude, I'm never going to have these letters from my mom.
Damn.
And I've talked about this on a podcast, you know, podcast multiple times. My sister listens to my podcasts. She told me yesterday, she was like, oh, I read those letters. She was like, I can tell you everything in those letters.
Wow.
So I locked her in a safe. And I buried that bitch.
Oh, okay.
Under a tree. But that's kind of, all right, thank you, Shannon. This is great. That's great dramatic music from when I talk about my parents, though. It's really good.
Whoa, man.
Piano and violin. You're like, whoa.
Yeah, like, wow. I got serious after a while. Like, damn.
So, but
did
now.
Did you tell you anything yet?
No, because now I have to. Like, literally,
take her to lunch or some shit?
No, yeah, she's a big girl, you know.
I didn't know. No, I meant, like, is she bribing you? Is she bribing you? My sister would definitely bribe me.
That's so funny.
Yeah. I know that. My sister would definitely be like, well, what you want? What am I getting for it?
Yeah. Well, no, she just essentially was just like, look, if you want to cry, we'll have that conversation, which is fucking crazy.
Wow.
So I gotta deal with that at one point. I have to
question.
So when you gonna cry?
Were the letters to both of you, or did she just read your shit?
I think she just read my shit.
Damn, that's fucked up.
Yeah, cause she still like talked to my mom for the last few years of her life.
Oh, okay.
You know? Like me and my mom stopped speaking. So I think she like maybe gave them to my sister to deliver to me, and she pinched my letters.
Damn.
Yeah. So. But yeah, that's gonna one
the
day.
Cookies they came with.
Yeah, I gotta see.
She left you money. She was like, "Oh, you got these letters,
bro. A picture of your real father." This nigga got a whole nother family.
Oh, shit. Somebody in the live chat said, Lewis, your father is still alive. He was actually a Dominican man. All the things that are in these letters. Ah, shit. Yeah, so I'm going to deal with that one day. That's a weird fucking conversation that I have to sit down and fucking force myself to have. Because my problem is, and my sister listens to this show, so I don't want to offend her, but she's fat. And she's going to die earlier than me. So I can't.
And you want that info now.
I can't push it off. Yeah, I mean, you know, like, she's probably not, she's not fat enough where she's going to like die of heart disease like next year, but you know.
Yeah.
She needs to lose some weight. So either way, I got to extract this information out of her now while she's still able to tell me.
I suggest a little game called Sit Ups or Secrets.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, seriously, now I have a vested interest in keeping this bitch alive.
No, no.
I lost the letters once. I cannot let my sister go the same way the letters went.
Oh, my God.
So this is fucking brutal.
Brutal, bro.
I hope the information will help you.
Yeah, I hope it does.
What if she just told me she hates me? What if?
Yeah, like that's, hate, that could be just a thing. Like,
I hated you. You're not my son.
But she'll be the best MMA fighter ever after that.
Yeah, maybe.
If you're a real ass dude, you should have your sister write down 10 facts from the letters and read them on Legion of Skanks.
Oh,
wow.
No, that's brutal. I'm not finding out for the first time things that my mother said.
Yeah, but if you made it a fun game show.
It would be a fun game show.
I say do it.
Messages from beyond the grave.
Time to play. What did Lewis's mother have to say?
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah. We're gonna we're not doing that.
I'd watch that shit.
We're not doing that. We're not gonna do that. But we'll see. I will report some of the information from the letters for the Real Ass Podcast audience. At the very least, you guys will get some information. Let's see. This is something in the live chat said. Lost in the sauce. Lewis, your sister is going to lie to you about what's in those letters. Be prepared for some fun. Oh, he thinks she's going to lie about... No, she's going to probably at least alter it a little bit.
Yeah, it's going to be a bit of a game telephone.
Might spare your feelings.
Yeah, maybe.
You and your sister cool
Yeah,
like
but
that?
Do you think my mother really wrote me letters on her deathbed to tell me how much she didn't like me? I mean, that's pretty fucked up.
That's pretty crazy.
Because she probably didn't write it. She had the nurses do it. Yeah. Tell that motherfucker.
No, I want him to know I meant it when I said I hated it. Yeah. pretty fucking hard.
That's really crazy.
All right, really quick, we must thank Omigo Bidets for supporting today's show. I'll tell you right now, I am loving it. Absolutely loving it. I had Harrington come and set mine up a couple weeks ago, and everyone in my family is now loving it. Everyone was talking shit that had never tried it before. They were scared of it. They were nervous about it. Let me tell you something. Once you clean your butt with an Omigo Bidet, you're not going back to using toilet paper. It shoots a little stream of water right up your butt, warm, cold, whatever you want. It's going to save you guys toilet paper, money, wipes, whatever you guys are doing, time. You're not putting your hands up your ass, which is just fucking archaic and disgusting. It is the way that they're doing it in most of the world at this point. In fact, I read that in Italy, it's illegal to install a toilet without a bidet. This is going to be the future, okay? Get used to it now. You don't need to use toilet paper to wipe your butt. That's a crazy, crazy way to be, okay? I'll tell you right now, if I put a little bit of dirt on your forehead and I gave you a napkin or I gave you a spray bottle with some water, what would you rather wipe it with, right? You're gonna probably use the water. Water would clean, right? Just a napkin would sort of smudge it into your skin. And that's what happens with your poop, okay? You have a dirty butt and nobody wants that anymore. So right now, all you gotta do is go to myomigo.com. That's myomigo.com/RAP. myomigo.com/RAP. They're going to save 15% off your entire order. So get an Omigo for every room of your house, every bathroom in your house. You know, get one for every room. Get one for the dining room, the living room. Fuck it. Attach it to your face. Get crazy. Okay. 15% off your order. myomigo.com/RAP. Okay. Where were we? So, okay. I'm sorry. So remember, we shifted away from your story.
Oh man.
About
I was enjoying this.
About your face.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
No, I just had a broken fucking face and I stayed in the hospital until I got surgery. So I didn't have a regular surgeon do it. They had a plastic surgeon do it. So when he came in, he just like went through my mouth, went through my top of my, bottom of my eyebrow, like through my eye or whatever. And then just like,
just tightened everything up. You look good.
Yo, on this side, high cheekbones and shit. Yeah. Fucking, right? Like, fucking, what is it? Tommy Hilfiger model.
You look
right.
You
then, do, a nigga from Philly.
You look good.
This dude from Philly model.
There you go, boy.
You look younger. You really do. I don't know what it is. I said that to you. I was expecting to have to like pretend it wasn't a big deal. I was like, I was expecting like a Frankenstein face, and we were all just gonna sit here and fucking.
But that's why I didn't tell people until like 2 weeks into my healing. So when I posted about the accident, I was already like, a week out of the hospital,
yeah,
I would say.
Yeah.
That way I get time to heal before people start going, let me see that face.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But so
I
throw the podcast.
People, yeah.
He did call in on the podcast.
I saw it. Saw that. You were all fucked up and I expected, I prepared
myself.
But
it was worse before that. That's what I'm saying. So
like I
had to throw people off the process.
I watched, to prepare myself, I watched Frankenstein before we did, and I was like,
should have watched The Hills Have Eyes.
Yeah, and I just fucking stared forward. And but you're more handsome than you were, so good
Thank
for you.
You.
Good for you.
Thank you, sir.
I'm glad you're okay, too,
it.
Man.
Me
that was
too,
fucking,
man.
That was scary when Shannon told me, because you're supposed to come into the podcast, and then Shannon told me you had an accident. I'm like, fuck, dude. That sucks. So, all right, so Dylan. Where's Dylan at?
Negree.
Get Harrington in here as well. Get Harrington in here as well.
He got fired already?
I need some coffee. Yeah, tell Harrington to come in, and I want to, because Dylan brought up to me this morning that he's upset that I'm training Harrington.
To fight?
That's right.
Yeah.
And who's training Dylan?
Let's give some background here.
I know they're supposed to fight.
Team Rattlesnake, what's up, baby boy? What's up, Rattlesnake?
Shoulders getting all broad.
Yeah, fucking Harrington. Like, yeah, look at you.
Take it to water.
Harrington still got crumbs on his shirt, though. How are you losing weight, but you still have crumbs on your shirt?
I don't know,
he's
man.
Staying true to himself.
That's right, Harrington. Yeah. That's
you like look slimmer in the face. Good for you, man.
Like
cheekbones
like
and shit.
Like a toned piece of garbage. My
Those crumbs are motivation. Like, he gets to eat those if he finishes.
He looked like a lean, like a lean turkey box.
So Dylan,
fucking love Harrington. That's my nigga.
Dylan brought up to me this morning that he is upset with me. Dildo, you there?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, Dylan brought up to me this morning that he's upset with me that I am training Harrington.
When did you start training me?
Exactly. That's what I was saying.
Shit.
I'm not even training.
Wait, yet. So he's not responsible for this?
We'll get into what happened here.
Okay. Working out.
He's funding it.
Yeah.
I mean, he's the leader of Team Rattlesnake.
I am the leader of Team Rattlesnake.
But was the initial talk with the fight was you were going to stay in the middle and each side would get the same training and then see who comes in better. you've dedicated to one side.
Yeah.
And oh, wow. I had really? One session with Diego.
Really?
That's all you've ever did.
I don't think Lewis had anything to do with that. I'm the one who's been showing up filming the guy's fight journal every week. I've been in there in the gym with Diego.
That's oh, right, boy. That's right, boy.
Get in.
Get that's in. Right, Harrington.
What's up, nigga?
I don't think he gave me anything.
I'm just convinced you don't have anywhere else to go.
I think I earned it.
So
that's right, Harrington. That's
this is
right.
Good old wrestling talk right here.
Yeah, so man. So let me give everyone a little bit of background. Dylan and Harrington are supposed to have a boxing match, maybe at Skankfest. We may do something before. I may just do Real Ass Podfest. Okay. And we may just get it. It's gonna
Dylan
be a broken down
a, he ain't in
a broken down fucking version of Skankfest in a parking lot somewhere. So, but Dylan, here's the thing, okay? Dylan and Harrington, they're doing this fight at one point. And yeah. Yes, I did say that I would stay in the middle. And I am staying in the middle.
You're not.
Harrington, hold on, Dylan. Harrington has been showing up and helping film the web series for nothing. He does it for the training because he gets to sit in on these sessions. And he a couple times a week, he gets to get a little bit of training in. It's not like he's getting fucking crazy one-on-one personal training sessions, but he's getting a little bit in. If you were motivated... And
you would get a boom mic.
It's true. It's true. You would, though. You would get, you would be getting out there and wanting to do something.
He said, go boom, Mike, nigga.
Harrington's a new man. You know, he wants to change. So you aren't putting the time in or the work, and you can't blame me. Now, one thing that has happened now, the producer from Rude Jude, his name is John Matthews. In fact, pull up his Ellis Mania fight on YouTube if you can.
Say his name again.
His name is John Matthews. Pull up John Matthews, Ellis Mania. So this guy fought at Ellis Mania last year. I threw it out there that Harrington would be willing to fight a Jason Ellis producer at Ellis Mania because they were looking for fights at this Fight Island thing. And then Ellis came back and said, hey, Rude Jude's producer wants to fight. He was supposed to fight Greg Fitzsimmons, and Greg Fitzsimmons is not serious about it. So.
Another senior citizen.
Another older man.
Greg Fitzsimmons is old.
Yeah. So
the comic?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. So this guy, John Matthews, it's the guy, not the bigger guy, it's the smaller, older gentleman right here. Okay. Yeah, yeah, in the pink gloves. So this is the guy that Harrington is going to have a boxing match with because Ellis came back with this and said, this guy wants to fight. I've also DM'd with John Matthews as well. He's in. He's like,
who won this match?
Yeah, it won the nigga.
Fucking Mr. Burns?
The bigger guy won.
Oh, okay. Obviously.
The bigger guy won.
Wow.
So Chris, I guess, is another producer.
The guy don't even have shoes on.
Boom.
Yeah. He's fighting barefoot.
He gets dropped like 10 times in this fight. So this fight, here's the thing. The opportunity presented itself for Harrington and myself to go out to promote my fight with Jason Ellis at Ellis Mania Fight Island. So Harrington has accepted this fight. He has another fight now that's less than a month away. It looks like it's going to be November 7th.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
You're making him think this is all real.
What?
Like, this is like a giant production. He's going to go on like a promo tour.
Why can't you let... It does sound like someone's hating. Why can't you let Harrington just have a little bit of fun?
Because he has all the time in the world to do all this shit. Of course he's going to come film your vlogs or whatever.
Harrington, what else are you doing?
Jerking off to Corinne Fisher and training.
Oh, shit. Literally,
what else are you doing?
Wait, how do you know you're jerking off to Corinne?
What am I doing? Getting ready to knock you the fuck out.
That's right. Do it.
Yo! You can grow a couple inches, man. I promise you, you're not touching me. You can get all buff as you want. I will do zero training. Whoop your ass.
That's a lot of talk. This has to happen.
Sign that. He gets zero training, Lewis.
Zero training.
He committed. Look
what you're doing. You're not in the middle.
I am in the middle. He's on Team Rattles. What am I supposed to know?
Oh, shit. Alpha. I fuck with that Harrington. I fuck. He's not even blinking. That's right, boy. That's right, boy.
Oh,
it's
great.
Like a weigh-in.
Relax.
It's like a weigh-in.
Yeah.
That's right.
A That's what I'm talking about, Dylan. That's what I'm talking about, Dylan.
Sit down. Get in between them.
Wow.
I mean this.
Yes, digital.
And I mean this. Dylan is 100% serious right now. He's so angry. Look,
this is so real.
Mad.
Oh, shit.
It's gotten real.
Oh, it's homeless.
God damn it.
If you're not down with Gas Digital.
Don't go in there. No, they're going to fight each other. Hey, get Eric to come in here.
Yo, if you don't want to be in the studio where producers are fighting each other.
Producers are fighting each other, right?
Wow.
Come to Gas Digital.
Wow.
Shit is fucking awesome.
This is heated right now. Great. I was not expecting that. This was a little bit wild.
Oh, the TV crooked.
TV a little crooked.
TV's crooked. Okay.
Oh, shit. That's so funny.
Look, I'm out of
shit.
I'm out of breath from having to hold them back. That was legitimate, real anger and rage there.
That was great. Yeah. The stare down to the thing. That was...
Dude.
Wow.
If any of that had been on camera, woo, you would have sold the thing.
Was that not on camera?
No, it was over there.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it was in the cuts.
We knocked one of the cameras down. We broke a camera.
Yeah, one camera is pointing up. Whatever footage that is, you probably got Dylan's hair.
Yeah.
that was pretty fucking intense right there. What's going on right, Dylan? What's going on in your head right now?
Fucking knock him out.
That's South Florida, baby.
Are you mad?
South Flizzy,
Dylan? I
told you. What did I tell you? We had a meeting right when all this happened. What did I tell you?
What'd you tell me?
We had a meeting with Lewis. I said, Lewis, there's no sport in it.
Uh-huh.
I take it personally. I'm going to fuck them up.
But why?
That's the Florida in
you. Because that's South Florida, baby.
That's Florida, right there.
We're part of South Florida.
Oh,
Boca Raton. He's from
Palm Beach.
Jewish. Nice Jewish.
I'm not. You said Boca Raton. You killed
me that question.
That's the Boca Raton.
Let me live on top.
That's where, like, grandparents go. That's where, like, old Jewish
Palm
people go.
Palm Beach, baby. Smooth road. Palm trees.
Pismo Beach, Florida.
Iguanas.
I'm from Pismo. Yo, shit. He said Boca fucking Raton is so funny. Boca,
vacation.
Nigga.
I'm from the vacation destination. You get your bags checked when you pull up here.
That's right, boy.
So, Harrington, talk to me now. What's going on in your head? Did Dylan get in your head there at all?
Absolutely not.
That's right, boy.
I'm ready for this.
But Harrington, I was on your side, but I seen your face.
Uh-huh. Harrington, I saw the dark.
I saw the dark in your face.
The dark, the eyes.
You seen what he was bringing.
I saw him.
This reminds me of my high school, because the black kids were so good at getting white kids to fight in high school. It's the fucking best. They're like
only
puppet masters.
Explain differently.
I got the hair almost.
You got
the
dark hair. Another splendiferous event.
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, rabbits. You name it.
This is getting very intense. But Harrington right now is a warm-up fight in less than a month against John Matthews from the Rude Jude Show.
Mm-hmm.
You, Dylan, you need to still start training. Here's what I'll tell you, okay? Because I've been working with Harrington, and Harrington, this is with all due respect, because I don't want you, you are on Team Rattlesnake, and I respect that, okay? Uh-huh. But Harrington is not good enough that...
that you can't catch up.
That you can't, if you just started training right now, just fucking commit. You can't complain, and I'll tell you this much, Dylan, to think that you're going to be able to do it without training is very ignorant. And it's
shit.
He made a promise, though.
Here's the thing, and I'll tell you why. I'm just going to be honest, because I have to be fair here, okay? I'm not giving information about anybody, but even if Harrington isn't good, per se, if he's in shape, that's going to be enough to beat. Just so you know, because you're not going to be good. I don't know how good of a fighter you are, but I'm going to assume you're not. I'm just going to assume that he's not a good fighter. By the way, he really looks like white Derek. I just realized how much he looks like a fucking white version of Derek.
Okay, I'll take that.
But you're going to need to go and train. You're going to need to commit yourself to doing it.
You said you would open up the possibility. You said, let me know.
I'll have Usar coming with me once a week
to
Diego's training.
Because he pulled the Star of David out.
He did.
Oh,
he
shit.
He pulled that shit out.
It's got the eye of the Jew.
He's like, yo, what's up?
That motherfucker really. That I'm really that nigga. Really
and that,
really fight.
Oh, and that, okay. I mean, that just enraged Harrington because Harrington's actually a Proud Boy.
Oh, shit. Jesus Christ. I saw stars. Wearing their colors.
I just said I saw stars.
Yeah, you are wearing Proud Boy colors.
Is that the Proud Boy colors?
I guess black and yellow, right?
Wait, so you're telling me you fought a man in Proud Boy colors?
I did. Well, that was part of the angle. They were like, he wore Proud Boy colors.
Yeah, that's what they accused him
I
of.
I couldn't deny it. I was like, I was wearing Proud Boy colors.
Oh, wow.
They're not, you know what? They're not wrong about that.
I'm just wearing this because it's free, and I don't.
Well, that's what happened with the Portland Police. I guess they their organization.
Yeah,
it's the Portland Police Association or whatever, and it's like a yellow P on a hat.
Oh,
so they sort of like sending in pictures of Portland Police wearing this, being like, "Look, the Portland Police are Proud Boys."
And so what about the Pittsburgh Pirates?
They're also Proud Boys.
Oh, shit. Oh,
and the Steelers.
That's why the hats are ugly.
Well, the Steelers are rapists.
Yeah. The Steelers are Proud Boys and rapists. So let it be fucking rapists. Known.
Yeah, but Proud Boys fucked up. Did you see what happened yesterday with the hashtag?
Oh, with George Takei?
Yeah,
they put a rainbow flag at the end.
Tons of gay dudes just posted pictures of them like shirtless or kissing.
Hell yeah.
Being like, this is the real hashtag Proud Boys.
Oh, shit.
And they shut the hashtag down.
Oh, wow.
Now when you search Proud Boys, it's just gay dudes.
Wait, who shut the hashtag down?
Like, Proud Boys are like, we need a new hashtag, basically.
Who did?
Proud Boys as a group, I think, want a new hashtag because...
Did they? Or is that sort of, was that the idea? Did the Proud Boys come out and say, we want a new hashtag now? They got us.
But
Proud
Boys sounds what you're gonna gay. Get. So I don't get the confusion.
Yeah. But I think it was supposed to ironically sound gay. When they first started it, it was supposed to be.
Yeah,
don't jerk
after,
off, meet women, all that shit.
Yeah, it was supposed to be. It was supposed Aladdin. To be kind of gay, right? Yeah. That was like the idea that it was like ironically gay and Gavin and Milo would make out in public and shit and like. Right?
I don't think it's ironic.
Yeah. It was just gay.
Yeah.
But I don't think the Proud Boys came out and they were like, we need a new hashtag. Now, that's sort of the narrative of George Takei and gay people taking the Proud Boys hashtag. Have fun. You know, good for them, I guess. I don't know.
You don't think the Proud Boy hashtag existed before?
No, it did. What I'm saying is
well, nobody
now
owns
when
the
you
hashtag.
Search it,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be all gay shit
that's
as
so
opposed
funny.
To...
Well,
it was more of a fuck you,
so it's like
that's
instead
really
of people
funny.
Searching the Proud Boys and figuring out what they are... now you're going to see people doing gay shit and kissing, which is pretty funny. It's a funny trolling.
It's a funny troll.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Good for George Takei. And good for the Proud Boys.
Get them back,
they're probably, to be honest with you, they're probably still just getting more press because of it. Everyone's just talking about now all major news networks and major media are going like, look how George Takei and them got the Proud Boys, and everyone's going, wait, what's the Proud Boys? And then they go and get the shine that they wanted anyway. It's all the same shit. It's all just marketing.
So
it's
George
people having
Takei
conversations.
Is opposing the Proud Boys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so he flipped it on him. George Takei is like famously gay.
Yeah.
Jukes the system on him.
So okay, so listen. So
that's pretty funny though.
You got this fight coming up now, Dylan. Dylan, you got to make this commitment. We're gonna come up with a date right now. I'm thinking about just doing that. I think we should just do a real ass dude fest.
Wait,
right? We'll do what?
Can just let me throw this out there, Lewis.
What?
Let me fight.
I don't need fucking Rebecca. I don't need Christine, Big J, Dave. This is a fucking way better plan, dude. It'll be all mine. All I gotta do is make it one third as big as fucking Skankfest, and then it's worthwhile.
One fifth.
I'm not gonna be here. That sounds like
no. Well, those guys aren't equal partners.
Okay. I have an issue because I'm gonna murder a guy on November 7th.
Oh shit!
And at that point, Dylan's not gonna want to get in the ring.
Oh shit!
He's on fire.
Dylan, do you think if he actually kills John Matthews, you're not trying to kill this guy, you're
he's
just saying
giving me fight tape to study. You think he's ever going to have a different style?
I cannot wait to hear the results of his fight.
He hits you with Trump hands. Point. You don't think I can learn a fat homeless dude that just learned MMA in a week?
Not yet.
I'll figure out homeless. How he throws his 1-2 combo.
Not
don't
MMA.
Worry.
All right.
Don't fucking worry.
Dude, he does know that you're only working on a 1-2 combo.
Okay.
How did he know that? That's some inside info right there. How'd you get that info?
That's a punch, man. Harrington, you better watch Warrior. You better watch Warrior.
That's Eric and Monroe both on number 2 combos.
Yeah, I like a number 2 combo. That comes with a strawberry soda. Fuck you, Zach Amico.
Dildo, you gotta... You know, you got to buckle down. But we will. Do you think if he actually killed Rude Jude producer John Matthews, if he killed him, In the ring.
Murdered him.
Like actually, legally murdered. Like you get
legally
like,
murdered
with it.
Well, yes, it would be legal if it was an accident. They're gonna both sign.
Offline.
They're gonna sign some sort of waivers that if somebody dies, it won't be an issue.
If he dies, he dies.
Yeah, $1 million baby shit. If he $1 million babies this dude, yeah.
Will you walk away from the fight with Harrington?
Straight neck rock.
Will you walk away from that fight? He actually kills a man in the fucking ring. Do you say, you know what, dude? I'm not even going to risk that. Harrington,
let's see what that sounds like. Come on, Booker Raton.
Because you can, Harrington, this now this sort of becomes a different focus. I'm not saying you should not say, you should not.
He died from Harrington beating his ass. Yeah. That's what happened.
Harrington should not be trying to kill this man. But I will tell you right now, if you kill this man, you probably win two fights with one blow, right? So you don't even got to fight him. Because Dylan, I see it on his face right now. He's walking away from that fight if you kill John Matthews.
So technically, you'll be fighting a killer.
Do I get the Do I get the purse for the Dylan fight if I kill John Matthews?
No, you don't get the purse, but you'll get the dub on your record.
Nah,
for
I need that cash, dude.
That's right. You better get the money. Go ahead, Tung Po. That's right, yeah. Tung Po.
Can Derek and Monroe be your managers? Yo.
I think they already are.
Yeah. Harrington.
So wait, do we even decide on a purse for the Dylan fight?
Yeah, I think it was $1,000 plus the sponsor.
No, he's making up the $1,000. I'm going to tell you,
not.
I give him some respect.
Extra money.
I give him some respect. He made up this $1,000.
No, I did not.
He's like, I think you said
this since day one. We know it.
Yeah, it was a G from you.
Agree on the money.
It was a G from Skankfest, and then you were going to see if sponsors would kick in more for.
Oh, a G from Skankfest.
Yeah,
that's okay. Not from me personally. That's a nice little $1,000.
Well, hold on, no. Realize Dude Fest will give you $333.
And one-third of that will come out of your check.
Zach!
Dude, Realize Dude Fest is going to be a real fucking thing. I'm going to tell you right now. All white. Sorry.
I'm not going to beat it. Don't worry about me.
Realize
I'm not
going to
be
fire.
I'm not going to beat it.
Whatever, dude.
You can have it.
It's a Realize
Dude. You got to be a proud boy to get tickets.
Yo. You can kiss my ass.
It's going to be a big fucking deal.
Yeah, I can smell it now.
You're going to leave in a second. I'll tell you when to fucking leave.
He got to go do push-ups.
That's right, boy. You worked that off. That
he's
was
gonna,
fun.
He's going to train them.
That was a
them.
Fun little exchange.
Ooh, right one there. White guy in the Racist Live chat says, have them arm wrestle right now. That is a great
over
idea.
The top.
No.
And you got to play the theme
on this table
music.
For
why?
I have training today. I'm not gonna blow my load fucking beating up this kid.
You're gonna come by arm wrestling Dylan?
Maybe. Have you seen that hair?
Y'all motherfucking crazy.
What a homo.
That was odd choice.
Y'all motherfuckers love that fight stuff.
You
it gets a little weird.
Arm wrestle. All right, I'll put in a $20 pot for the winner.
For arm wrestle right now?
Right now?
Arm wrestle right now. Dylan versus Harrington.
Sure.
No, that's all it took.
Yeah.
That's all it took.
I said in your fight journal, I fight a guy for a sandwich.
He could have just held out. He probably could have gotten you guys to throw in another 10 each. I mean,
I'm not throwing in shit, nigga. I ain't eat today. I need a salmon. I need some salmon and some vegetables. Fuck y'all. I need my sustenance.
That's so funny.
Dylan, will you arm wrestle Harrington to see who has stronger shoulder strength?
Oh, y'all just want to fight.
150, maybe.
Mayweather.
Make it like
he knows
that's the money really team.
Yeah,
that boy trying to get a chain after this.
He knows.
Harrington
picking up scraps.
That's my nigga degree.
You better. That's this right, boy.
Harrington over there like $20.
Hang with them Haitians
in like, yo, give me $150.
Dude,
in the day off.
I could eat for 2 days on $20. I'll
what
do that right now.
You eating?
Two full days.
What the fuck are you eating?
PG?
Lamb over rice.
He eats like a 7-year-old's potato chips and fucking candy.
Fish sticks and PB&J.
No, man. Harrington be eating ham sandwiches, no cheese.
Dylan, I think you may lose this one. This dude fucking
yo,
homeless.
If this nigga's fighting for sandwiches, you might have a...
Harrington's fucking weak as
Harrington's,
shit, though.
He getting solid,
he
though.
Got some tone to it, like
he
you
got
said.
But he got the fury, Dylan. Yeah. He's in his eyes. I see.
All right, do me a favor. Get
he
Eric back in here for a second. Actually, get Eric's fucking... get his cupcake.
Get his stuff, yeah.
Get his cupcake. It's Eric's birthday. No, yeah, let's see. Perfect. Beautiful. Here. Thank you. Shannon, Dylan, get back in here, right? Dylan, we're gonna start making a bunch of commotion. What is this? This is what you got him for his birthday. You got him Starbucks treats. It's a brownie, a cookie, and a piece of cake. What is this? Why don't you get him a cupcake? Like I said,
pumpkin cake. Ain't no cupcake. Oh, there's cupcakes.
You could have gotten a cake at the corner store, doggy. A whole cake. This is not how birthdays work.
That's a cool birthday. Starbucks birthday?
Yeah.
Right,
if
so
you're
here,
a pretentious 4-year-old,
you stay in here. You guys start yelling and screaming. And hold on. Hold on. They're going to start yelling and screaming and cursing like they're fighting. Yeah. Okay. We're going to have Eric run. Shannon, you have to run out like, Eric, help. They're fighting. And then when he comes in, we're going to sing happy birthday to him. Do we have a candle? Where? At the store?
But you could have bought a cake? Because they sell the candles cake store.
Yeah, you make me fucking sick, dude. Here, we're just going to do it like this. There's no fucking candle, all right? No. So you guys here, you stay here.
Y'all cheating this nigga like the least like person at an office.
Actually, you know what? No.
Get some snacks.
Give me go over here and start wrestling around and banging into things, but don't hurt things,
don't
okay? And start cursing, right? And you guys start acting like you do.
Okay.
No, right here. And then Shannon's going to run out and be like, Eric, help. This is a great play. This is a great scene. Shut the fuck up, Dylan. Just shut up, Dylan.
Shut up, Dylan. Shut the fuck up.
You're
oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
What the fuck?
What the fuck was that?
Is that the Elvis version? They did the Ted Nugent version of that shit.
Happy birthday. Wow. To you.
No, you wow. Fuck. No, that's not it at all.
Yo, they but went
happy birthday
wow.
To you.
Oh, my God. Listen to y'all. That was good. That was good acting.
The
good
show for rules.
The show rules. Fucked up the sound. Look at that. That shit is so fucking ridiculous.
I can't believe you just presented him with random mean? Snacks.
That's so funny. The first fight was real.
The first fight was real.
Second one almost was real, by the way.
Yeah. It looked like it was almost real. But no, it was good.
That was great, man.
He's smiling. It's good. Yeah. Happy birthday, man.
Happy birthday.
You left your other treat.
Yeah, there's another. There's one more treat, doggy.
You got another one if you want another.
Yeah.
Three treats. Happy birthday, man.
Shit. My parking. Run, you fool. Run. You fool. Fucking fool.
Where you parked at?
Right in front.
Fucking
no,
not anymore.
No. Like fucking 3 blocks away.
Oh, shit. Run, you fool.
There's a parking spot up front. Well, you got here before me.
Oh, that was
so fun, man.
That was fun, man.
That was fun.
That was great.
It's a fun time.
Shannon didn't even have to go out.
This is the best one.
Eric, help.
This is the best one I've seen. This is one the best one I've been
what,
on.
What, the real-ass
so
pod?
Yeah, this is the best real-ass pod I've been on.
It's a party today, baby.
It's a good one today.
We ain't fucking around.
It's a good one today. That's just stupid.
What else going on here? Let's see. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Okay, so this is fun. A British man was sentenced 4 years in prison for rape for poking holes in a condom.
Wow.
So the reason why... He claims that he did this.
It was a female condom and she was wearing it.
He said that.
He did it with a machete.
Oh, shit.
He didn't. He wanted to improve intimacy between them. These are his words. Mm. And that he wanted for the condom to break during sex so that she would stop insisting
on wearing
condoms. Yes.
Damn. That's not a terrible plan.
But it's not a good plan either.
So he scored his condom like Hulk Hogan's shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, he pre-ripped it.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Because
he could have just been like, yo, I'm going to get tested, you get tested, we talk about birth control.
But yeah, why? That would have been a good time. Why wouldn't, how would she even know?
Because she know what that dick feel like.
No, but how would she know that he did that himself? Like, unless he was like, hey, you know
what? Condoms really don't break no more, nigga. It's 2020.
Condoms definitely break.
If you get ones too tight. Yeah. If you
there's no such thing as a too tight for me condom. I've never worn a condom being like, you know what, I wish I had some more room in here.
So how are you breaking it? Like jackhammering?
She's not aroused
wet.
By me.
You gotta change the brand.
She's not wet anyway.
You gotta change the brand of your condom.
She is in a lot of pain and shrieking and screaming for help. So I think that's usually creates all the friction.
Mm.
What, bro?
I'm just thinking about what you said. I'm not shocked by anything. Like,
yeah.
So I'm just thinking about it.
She found them in the drawer. She found
them. She found them
with holes in them.
Yeah. But how big are these fucking holes where she can see the holes?
It was just when the sun came up.
What's that snack cake right there? What's that? Which one is that? What's in here?
I don't think there is. Do you want a cake?
Yeah, one of them.
Can, Eric's not eating all three of the cakes. Yeah. Can you ask Eric for one of the cakes for Derek?
Not like...
She used that condom like a colander.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Yeah, she sifted for gold with it.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Then crazy, I think though. She did it.
It's weird that she would find...
How
would she even see that?
Yeah, man.
How she even know where his condoms are?
That she would have to test it and see if the one... I don't... That's why I'm like...
I've never put my condoms in the open. It's always been in a place. It's always been like...
They were in her in their bedside drawer, and there was a pin next to the condoms. With
I don't believe any of
the
story.
What a pin?
You
like
you left the pin right next to it.
Like what type of pin?
Like a pin.
My mom taught me that. That's a lesson that my mother legitimately taught me when I was no older than my son's age.
Yeah. Hilarious.
Which is to always bring your own condoms.
Absolutely.
Because women will poke holes in them.
Uh huh.
To try to get pregnant and capture you. And then I had a kid, and I was like, there's no woman who would just want to have a fucking... It's crazy to me that any woman would just want to have some fucking guy's baby.
Oh, then, wait, where are you from again?
Where are you from?
Yeah. I know that it happens, but it's wild.
That's
to
how
me.
Families are here.
No, but I'm just saying, like, that a woman would trick a guy into having a baby, like, and without him wanting it, the shit show that would cause, and like,
been to family court then?
Oh, I'm in a a broken home now, like, you know, technically.
But you still wanted that baby.
I'm saying
she didn't trick you. There was love there. No, I'm there saying I've seen it. I've been in that environment where that plan is that.
Talk, nigga.
But hold on, you say
yeah. He may have like good hair. He may have good money. Like, there's documentaries about that. You seen Broke? Like the second half of Broke documentary on ESPN.
No,
they talk. There's a lady, and she'd be like, "Yeah, some
football
of these,
players or
yeah." She was
players.
Like, "Some of these girls, their different. Job is to get pregnant on purpose. They don't have to like the dude."
But that's all. Think about.
But that is, I'm saying that
NBA player,
on
you're so
level.
Rich that it almost doesn't matter.
Look, all you need is a car in the hood. You need a car. A fucking nice room. You don't even need a house.
Well, is that what happens?
A chick will get pregnant. Oh, he got an Altima. And then bloop, blop.
Oh, so, yeah. But hold on. Is that what happens? Does a chick get pregnant by an NBA player? Now, it's not like she's like, gets him for like half his money or anything. She goes, I'm pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to take care of me and the baby.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an agreement. And then he gives her some contract where it says, hey, here's $100,000 a year or whatever it is. Because that overall is
if
easier.
They're smart. Some people just be like, I'll take care of you. And
it's
then...
called getting chose.
Yeah.
When I was in L.A. hanging out at the W for some shit I was doing. I think some team was in town. And these chicks was in that lobby with the get chose outfit, titties out, ass out. They trying mm-hmm. to get... They're trying to let these NBA players splash in them.
Yeah.
So it's a paycheck.
And is it, but it, do you think that it's worth anything more than that? Because that would be my number. Like, if I was worth like $20 million or whatever, right? I would go, all right, fine. You can keep that baby. I'm not going to hire somebody to kill you.
Mm-hmm.
And that baby, because I can.
Yeah.
Just so you know, I know some people. But here's $100,000 per year. Up until he's 18 years old, you just got to take care of him with that, and it's a contract. You got to sign it. You got to fucking. That
wait,
would be
$100,000.
That's a good
year
deal for her,
top
dude.
Of
some
her
fucking just
already
some,
salary. Her salary,
whatever
she got a salary,
whatever she's doing.
Because then, depending on where she lives, $100,000.
I'm assuming
year,
some bitch who's getting pregnant by an NBA player on purpose is not. I wouldn't call it a salary. What's her hourly wage?
Yeah.
What's her fucking...
No, she clocking in somewhere.
I'm saying she's going to want more than a
clocking in her somewhere. Yeah. She's trying to get it.
But $100,000 is kind of a lot for somebody that's
worth,
hood.
No, if you're worth $20 million, $100,000, she, like, get the fuck out of here.
They might try to take you for a lot more.
$100,000
yeah, but she's
got to
get there.
Life when they already are kind of like... I already have access to nice cars and I live in an okay apartment. She's going to come.
But I just feel like a woman that's trying to get pregnant by an NBA player doesn't have access to nice.
No, they already are kind of, because in order to get that bag, you got to.
Oh, so they're not yet.
Level.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
No, all right. I understand. All right. By the way, I'm learning right now. Yeah. This is incredible.
The NBA player is a step up. That's a promotion.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. This
bitch is already driving a nice car.
Yeah.
She's already got a few guys that got
she's
money
fucking,
that.
Yeah. She's fucking beat rap.
Ooh, yeah,
she's fucking beat rappers. So
she's
her going up
with demos, right?
Yes, man.
She motherfucker got a demo.
She don't want the demo tape no more. So let me go to the league.
Yeah,
that's the bitch going to the league.
Wow. Yeah, to
but
go
she's
to
been
the
practicing.
Yeah.
She's been practicing with these B players.
Yeah, honing the skills. So she can't be.
Go straight to some ratchet hoe. It's some chick who probably looks good.
Probably has a little bit of money in the bank.
She got like 200K on Instagram.
She got 200,000 followers on Instagram.
Girls, 250,000. That's it, bitch. Get out of my fucking face. Say nothing. Say nothing. Don't even tell that kid I'm his father.
Yeah. I think that's
That's fair.
But if she knows she can take you in for to court for more, she'll do it.
But think about that. It's going to be difficult, that process, and it's going to be nasty. It's going to be ugly. She also can go start working on that next guy if she just
It's public. It's now this trial by audience.
But this is happening a lot, right? Mm-hmm. When's the last time we heard about some NBA player getting a bitch pregnant and we're like, oh, that piece of shit? Like, nobody cares.
What do you mean? The girl or the.
Yeah, when if they go public or there's a rumor.
It happens too often now.
Yeah, but is it anything that matters? Like, nobody really gives a shit. Nobody's judging some NBA player for getting some bitch pregnant. Like, that's like a thing. It's just assumed that they do that. Do you know what I'm saying? Is that crazy?
No, professional athletes in general. Like,
yeah, I assume that professional athletes on every team, there's a few guys that just get some chicks pregnant that have to pay them off on the
side. It's the hockey players that get away with it. Ain't nobody checking for hockey like that.
Nobody checking for them Canadians.
The hockey is great, but ain't nobody give a fuck about off the ice shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that would be... How much could a chick really get a guy for? Because they're not married. He just gets her pregnant. But what could she even get him for?
If it's a baby, she can get him for like.
It's just, I mean, it's just child support.
How much did China, what is the name, Black China get?
What, Kardashian or whatever? Yeah. Oh, shit. A big old
That's the dude that don't play basketball.
She got, I know that name, Black China.
That was Rob Kardashian squeezed, but then she squeezed that motherfucker.
So what happened with that?
He got city girl. Got this hood chick that was, you know, trying to get it back. So she says, let me fuck with a Kardashian, get a kid from her. I'll be set. And it's like, goddamn, she came from Tyga and then moved up to Rob Kardashian because of the last name.
Okay, so he was a Kardashian, and then he got her pregnant. But did he get her pregnant and try to dip out and say this?
No, she tried to dip out on him because he was like,
she got China. They're not going to make you, they're not going to make you dip out. They're like, no, I'm going to dip out. I got it already.
I got it.
I'm learning about my girlfriend's black, so I'm just learning about her right now. I'm like, what's going on right now? Explain to me what's happening right now.
I don't want to be like person, but it isn't just a black thing. It's a women thing.
It's a fucking businesswoman thing, man. Don't say I'm a businesswoman.
You've been to Brooklyn. You've never hung out at hipster parties. It's the same shit.
Yeah, How much could a woman get a guy for, though, if she just got pregnant by him, though?
Mm-hmm.
Like, could she take him for millions?
If he's worth multiple millions, absolutely.
If she got millions.
So it depends on state. There are different child support models depending on the state.
Yeah.
There are some states where for child support, they can get a percentage of the income.
Yeah.
So if they're in one of those states, it's a percentage of their total
income. It's not your worth, it's your income. Yeah. So if that dude
he move to another state?
It don't matter. He's still going to have to pay it up. He got her pregnant in that state.
He go to a new team, she go to a new team.
Yeah, but what if Delaware is like, it's $200 a month, sorry.
Delaware. Nah, what ball player you know is moving to Delaware?
Yeah. Ball players.
Come on, Lewis. Be smart about this.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think if dudes could get pregnant, child support would be high. There'll be a lot of guys on child support.
Oh, they'd be.
If you get pregnant, it'll be a lot of guys on child support. You wouldn't do it?
What, have a baby?
Yeah, if a chick could get you pregnant, you wouldn't just get pregnant by like chicks who are something, like they make billions of dollars or millions of dollars, and you're like, all right,
reverse of that is crazy.
I'm some ratchet hoe. Like, I'm not getting, I can't even get a B-tape guy. I gotta get I gotta get some fucking guys with a job. Just any job.
So you wouldn't try to get a garbage man?
Maybe.
That's union. So they get money.
Union money?
That's pension too.
That's where my mind would go. I don't need to go for it. Me and Shannon are very similar like that because Shannon looks at the world that way. I told Shannon she could start playing the field a little bit higher and trying to go for a higher quality man.
Yeah, she's still
she goes after plumbers and bouncers. Yeah,
get yourself a man who gets his nails done.
I go for literally no guys, nothing.
No,
I go for nothing right now.
Oh, you still on your shit.
Yeah.
Shannon on a pilgrimage, bro. She into the wild. Yeah. She don't give a fuck about dudes right now. Yeah. She working on her insides and her inner brain.
She like
eye.
Dudes that wear work boots.
Where you like can see some of the silver, the metal toe exposed. Yeah.
Like he wore up to a baby shower.
Yeah. Shannon sees, she walks into like a mall and sees a security guard. She's like, a man in uniform.
She starts flirting. Excuse me, sir. Where's the Kiehl's kiosk?
Shannon's flirting with Paul Blart. Shannon, you need to fucking just have a higher quality.
Shannon like mall cops.
She does.
Shannon like mall cops. You like a mall cop. She was not like, even
this
a real
one is
cop.
TSA.
A nigga with a flashlight.
Okay, we should really quickly thank Manscaped, who is just an incredible sponsor for the show. If you guys have a bush downstairs and you have pubic hair,
do something about it, you caveman.
Yeah, you don't need to have pubic hair anymore, okay? And look, I'm not saying shave it like a weird old 70s porn star. That's psychotic. Nobody wants that, okay?
Also, that's the opposite of what the 70s were, but go ahead.
Yo, 80s porn star, early 90s porn star. Guys started shaving their pubis area. It was psychotic, okay? What the Manscaped does is I leave the first clip on it, so they're trimmers, okay?
You give yourself a nice, like, one.
Yes, I give myself a one. I shave it all down. It's nice and neat, but it's still manly. I'm going to tell you right now, the actual trimmer itself, it is, they give us all these fucking things to say about it. This is the important part, okay? Any guy who's ever trimmed his fucking dick hair, you don't nick yourself. It is designed to not nick. It's very, very safe. If you try to nick yourself, it is really, really hard to do. You could do it in the shower. It's waterproof. You could do it in the dark. It's got an LED light, okay? All the other shit, the quiet motor and all that, blah, 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 fine. Okay, the Karen case, fine, blah, blah, blah. Okay, the important part about this is it is super lightweight and you don't cut yourself shaving your dick. It's battery rechargeable. I've never recharged. I use this thing all the time. I've never even had to recharge it yet. I've been using it for like a year. The battery lasts for so long because it's very quick. You're just ning, 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 and you're in and out, right? So I haven't even had to recharge it yet. That's how long the battery lasts. I'm not making this up. There's no reason for me to fucking say this, okay? The thing you need to know is you're not going to cut your dick. It's really important. When you use hair trimmers, you use scissors. I've nicked myself so many times with all the other ways that you do it. You're not going to do it with this, and that's why you should go and buy it. It's super fucking simple. We give you 20% off plus free shipping if you go to manscaped.com, M-A-N-S-C-A-P-E-D, manscaped, past tense.com, and use the code REALASS, R-E-A-L-A-S-S. REALASS is the code. One word, manscaped.com is the website. Go grab your trimmer right now for 20% off. It's the safest way to do it. You're going to love it. It's a great gift at the holiday season coming up for your boyfriend, husband, whatever as well. So, all right, where were we? All right, I'm planning the Halloween party. I officially started planning it now. It's official. Plans are underway, Shannon. Are you helping or not?
Well, let me hear what your plans are.
So far, I pizza.
What the fuck?
Pizza. We got our guest list. We got some people already confirmed, which is fucking great. We're doing the party from 1 to 4 o'clock because I want to give people time to go trick-or-treating if they're Trump supporters after the party. Because that's really what it is. Like, you should go to my neighborhood. It's like, if they got a fucking Halloween decorations outside, it's like, okay.
Yeah.
We know they're voting for Trump. Simple as that. I don't give a fuck, dude. I'm fucking
giving candy out to the kids this year. I'm old.
It was so funny. They have a weird, like, it's like a... like a bag on a stick, like a hobo stick. That's what the kids are going to be using this year, I guess. Or they're trying to like get, but it's like kids don't take the candy with their hand. They open the fucking bag.
Yeah.
It's stupid. It so
the person that wants to touch the kids' hands, they should be like monitored.
Monitored. So heavily.
Like,
cameras.
Drops the candy in the hand and like rubs their palm.
Yeah.
They rub
you
the
ever had
their
that?
Palm with their middle finger.
What, you ever had that shit?
That shit, yeah.
Yeah, for real. Oh, I feel bad, man. I'm sorry.
Like,
because I used to be in the suburbs. Like Halloween, I used to do Halloween in the suburbs of Northeast Philly, man. We got all that shit.
What?
Candy, cans of soup, oodles of noodles, fucking full Snickers bars, full, nigga, oh God, it was so good.
Well, that's growing it. Up. With all the kids, I'm putting together like a dope ass like gift bag where they have like, the candy is going to be fucking ridiculous.
The ridiculous shit.
You're going to give them some edibles.
Yeah, we're going to get them high. We're going to give them some Kratom.
Somebody did that.
It's a bag of Kratom.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. No, well, so we're going to do that, but then I'm going to also trick-or-treat. I'm excited this year. I got some decorations outside, but I got to think of fun activities for the kids to do. Like what I wanted to do is I wanted to, I'm going to like dress up like Jason. Mm-hmm. And at one point in the party, just like fucking run in and be like, with a chainsaw.
Yeah.
But I got to figure out how to take a chain off a chainsaw because it's got to be a real fucking.
Whatever. Yeah.
You got to really. But I don't know if that's going to be too much for like 4 and 5 year olds.
It's going to be a lot.
It's going to be a lot, man.
That's by the way, that's scary for adults, just so you know.
It's scary for adults.
They end haunted houses with that.
Yeah. Jason with the chainsaw.
It's always a guy with either like a circular saw or a chainsaw with the chain off.
Yeah.
Because just the noise is horrifying.
Well, they also started selling all of these really creepy, what's that, The Purge? So it's almost like masks from The Purge. They have a bunch of weird masks. So it's like, I want to get all the employees from Gas Digital, like those masks, and you guys get like metal baseball bats, and you just like clank them on the ground real hard while you stare at the children.
Wow, what the fuck is going on,
bro?
It's going to be fucking terrifying.
That's mind, bro. Crazy.
That's fucking insane, right?
Or you could just, you know, like hang apple cider donuts off a string.
Yeah.
That might be nice.
You know, put grapes, skinless grapes in a bag, say their eyeballs.
Yeah, might be nice.
There you go. That might be cool. You know. Play some music.
No, I want it to be horrifying.
Yeah, that already sounds scary.
Or we kidnap one of the kids. We make like a murder mystery. Mm-hmm. Like during the party, we kidnap one of the children, but we don't tell them who's going to be kidnapped, and we don't even tell them the game's happening.
Wow.
We don't do it on Halloween. Really, we do it 2 weeks before Halloween, and we do it from their own home.
Yeah. Mm. Accidentally kill them, then put out an Amber Alert to make it real.
Yeah. Dude, the Amber Alert sound is fucking horrifying.
It's supposed to be. It's supposed to stop you.
It's off-putting.
It's not supposed to fucking make you want to dance. And that's what I'm like, ooh,
it is. Can you play the Amber Alert sound?
It's supposed to make you go, holy shit.
But you read it and it'll be like Chicago. I mean, what do you want me to do?
Tweet.
Tweet. Tweet out. Let them know somebody missing.
I mean, does it work? That's not it at all.
Yeah, that's
not it at all. That's the
movie starting.
That's a piano falling on a Looney Tunes character.
Playing a different one.
Yeah.
And that was the test they used to give you when they checked your hearing.
Yep.
So now they're really just checking our hearing. They're not fucking, nobody's listening.
Yeah. This kid is gone. What? Oh, yeah. I thought you were raising your hand.
Yeah.
That would be the best name ever for like a barely legal porn trick.
Amber Alert.
Amber Alert.
Ooh. It probably is, though. Barely legal.
Maybe.
No. Ugh.
You got to be legal.
Legal.
Yeah. You know, barely legal is legal. There's a line. There's before the line, and then there's after the line.
But barely legal is like too close.
Too close.
Barely legal is too like close to not being legal.
Or like a day after 18?
Yeah.
Oh, 18th birthday.
Yeah, it's not milk.
In fact,
you know what I mean?
In fact, you get her on the technicality because her birthday is technically 4:25 a.m. You catch her at midnight, like, look, this isn't legal.
What do you mean? Oh, just put on the pointy hat.
Oh, Lord.
He's talking about a Ku Klux Klan hat.
Either way.
Yeah.
Gross.
Just disgusting. So, yeah, I mean, that sound, every time it goes off, is there a way to turn that off on your phone? There is none, right?
You just kill the kid.
That's fucked up.
It's
funny, but it's fucked up that we're all, like, everyone's annoyed by the Amber Alert.
If there was a way to turn off the Amber Alert sound, everybody would do it.
But everybody gets embarrassed like it's their fault.
How do you turn them off?
It's in notifications. This is for the iPhone.
Register as a sex offender.
Yeah. Just get it out the way, and then we'll stop sending you shit.
Under notifications, there's government alerts, Amber Alerts, and emergency alerts, and you can turn them on and off.
Because Amber Alerts and, like, flooding alerts is when that
I bet you
happens.
Keep that flooding on, though.
No.
Yeah, you would.
I'm more concerned
because you have a house now. So now you're like, "Fuck! I hope it's not."
No, dude. It's been some really terrible torrential like downpours and rains and whatever. The way my house is situated, all the water rolls away from my house.
Oh, good shit!
It's fucking beautiful because I was worried about my garage. I was really worried about my garage. I don't give a shit about all of it. I'm gonna turn all of those alerts off.
So funny. Well, they got COVID now.
Can you change the alert? So can I change the Amber Alert to like a
funny song?
No, like a child crying?
No, I don't think so.
That'd be fun.
You change it to "Don't you wish you
don't you?
Don't you?
Don't you?" let's see. What happened with Rick Moranis, who, by the way...
Somebody decked him in the face. And
who punched it? I bet you the person who punched Rick Moranis didn't know it was Rick Moranis.
Yeah.
Was he being a dick? They probably thought they were just punching a random white guy, and then the news was like, nah, that's pretty random.
Monroe fucking justifies it. He's like, just probably some white guy, whatever.
No, but I'm saying, because they made it seem like it was an attack on Rick Moranis.
It was just an attack on whites in general.
It was an attack on citizens.
So, and then, well, way to hit the lottery. Shit.
Yeah.
He punched. That's a million in one shot.
Yeah, but that's not hitting the lottery. It would hit the lottery if you punch like a fucking, like a...
No, but Rick Moranis, you would never even hear that. Rick Moranis is such a not brought up name.
After punching Rick Moranis, if I show back up to my neighborhood and they be like, yo, what'd you do? It's like, yo, I think I punched that nigga from Ghostbusters.
They gonna be like, what? Honey, I shrunk the kids, nigga? You hit him?
I'm like, yeah.
You a legend. Because Rick Moranis disappeared.
Well, here's, do you know why he disappeared?
Yeah, because his wife died or something.
His wife died, so he gave up. And I get this completely. Like, if my son died, I'd just kill myself. I wouldn't fucking give up on there's no fucking doubt about this. I would just kill myself. But he was so depressed and like whatever it is, he didn't want to be in public life anymore.
Well, he wanted to take care of his kids, not in the public eye.
Yeah, dude. And fucking, oh, I guess, yeah, you have to. Because your wife, now you have these fucking kids. Wow. Oh, that sucks. Dude.
And Rick was old.
Came back
but
this
he
month.
Was old.
We came back.
He did a commercial with Ryan Reynolds. The first time he's done anything.
That's a hell of a welcome, though.
Because he's going to do something else. He was supposed to do something else now. But now I bet he's like, fuck it.
Well, fuck it. Let me go back into the shadows.
Do you think it was a juicy... Do you think it was the Jussie Smollett thing? You think he hired that person to punch him in the face? Look at this guy. Walking up. No, that's showing the aftermath.
Yeah, I love
New York. That's showing his face.
Yeah, that looked like Dave Temple.
Guys, it was Dave Temple. Contact the authorities, please. How funny it would be if it was Dave Temple.
Oh, man, he would tell us.
He would have told us.
But he didn't know.
Why was it, or just a random attack?
Or what if you punched him like, who you going to call?
Oh, no.
Who you going to call?
You the gatekeeper. Here's the key. Dang.
What a...
Stop shrinking your family.
Do we know? Do we know why he did that?
Stop blowing up your kid, man.
It just says unprovoked.
Yeah. Unprovoked, wow.
This is for that dentist you fed to a plant.
I don't understand that, like,
suddenly see more ass snicker. Anyway, man.
That was a big thing. Remember a few years ago, Knockout Game was like a...
I remember Knockout Game.
Knockout Game existed before and has existed after. It was just the flavor of the month. It was like a summer where they
were like... There was a gang of kids in Philly. They used to walk around with boxing gloves on and just run up on somebody.
That's at least... I give them a little bit of respect for wearing the gloves.
Yeah, they put the gloves on.
They
to make
put
it
the
fun,
gloves on,
but they walk up on anybody and knock you the fuck out.
Hilarious.
Did they sing the Rocky
theme? The fact that they wore gloves is just funny.
Yeah.
You'd have
it was
to.
But they were hitting old people too, though.
Yeah,
they were like.
It was so many summers ago. It was 11 summers ago.
Still funnier than no gloves.
They was walking around with gloves.
You could punch a baby if there's gloves. There's an element to it that's fucking hilarious.
It's hilarious with Hulk hands.
Yeah.
Or if they use those really big oversized gloves, or dress in like the sumo outfit and came out and fucking just squished a baby. If you dress up as a fucking sumo guy and squish babies, it's only funny. It's way funnier than it is fucked up.
Yeah. Okay.
So send in those videos of you squishing babies in sumo outfits. Funniest baby death. We're gonna give a Realist Podcast mug to, right?
Yeah.
Jen.
Thank you.
Yep.
Yeah. Dangerously irresponsible, they called me.
Dangerously irresponsible?
Irresponsible, yeah. So, Knockout Game was huge for like a summer.
Mm-hmm.
And people were just getting fucking punched in the head. And, you know, just stop being a sexy story. But that's just happening. He was just a victim of the Knockout Game.
Yeah.
Wrong place, wrong time.
Wrong place,
but
wrong
he's also, time. He has got that fucking
But usually
face.
There's other people around the Knockout Game. There's no audience.
But you...
He didn't know there was footage.
He was practicing for the Knockout Game.
In New York City. And all the people, he punches Rick fucking Moranis.
But what was Rick Moranis doing? Was he like rapping out loud?
No, he's...
That's so funny.
I wish a motherfucker would punch me in the face. No, he was just being a fucking goofy, nerdy white guy.
Walking around being Rick.
Here's the thing. Rick Moranis, can you show him now? Can I see Rick Moranis now? I haven't seen him in a long time. I'm assuming he's still a fucking dweeb face. So if you're going to punch somebody, it's going to be somebody that's not going to defend themselves and punch somebody back. It's a bully move. This guy just has
some looks like Rick Moranis. That's what I was thinking. Now.
Ryan Reynolds. Mint Mobile has gone so long without an unlimited plan. So to introduce it, we brought in an actor we've all gone too long without. Rick Moranis.
So what do you want me to do? You want me to say something?
You can't punch that guy.
Oh, you punch. He's so old. I was picturing Rick Moranis from the 80s.
Yeah.
Nah, man, that's Rick now.
Dang!
He's still like a sad old man who misses his wife.
Yeah, that's fucked up to be.
I still think about her every day.
I wouldn't know that's Rick Moranis.
I wouldn't have known that was Rick Moranis.
Yeah, I thought it was a dentist.
Rick.
He thought he was just punching some dentist on the Upper West Side, just going about his business as, you know, he should. Man. Was he a crazy homeless person or did they catch the guy?
Well, he had I Love New York shirt on, so obviously he lives on the streets.
On the streets.
Yeah.
So, I mean, did they catch the guy or no? They still haven't caught him. These
He's homeless.
These masks are making it difficult.
I'm trying to see if there's any more updates than the one I know.
No, he's just out there.
They're still looking for him. Because everything I see is just Crime Stoppers.
We should find him.
Oh, we should find him. Huh?
We should find the guy. Then punch
you
Rick
go
Moranis.
Find him.
How
you
fucking
find
cool.
Him.
I'm not going to put me out as bait.
Yeah.
Yeah, Zach, just fucking
I'm very
stand
punchable.
Out there.
But he got to think you're somebody.
Dress me up as Mimi from Drew Carey. Just fucking put me on the Upper West Side.
Yeah.
Maybe.
If you put me in a dress long enough, a black guy will punch me. I promise you.
That's the point.
Maybe we should figure out a way that we catch this guy.
Yeah.
You know, because the thing with masks, you can't really see anybody's faces anymore. But they have like facial recognition technology to where they're like just recognizing people's fucking eyebrows and shit now. It's getting crazy.
Mm.
So,
but even with that, it wasn't even a clear picture.
Yeah.
They have a pretty clear one of them. They have like a. They have like a, almost like a close up.
Oh shit! Okay,
well, but he's got the mask under his nose.
Oh
damn! So they're gonna identify him by this shit.
This little fucking
What is that? What is that called? A fringillum?
Not
a fringillum. What's a fringillum?
Frenulum?
Oh, damn man!
Oh shit!
That that's
like
him.
Phil, what's his name?
Oh, Phil. What's that motherfucking name? I know you're talking about.
Keep that up. The
that's a comic.
He has a face of he's like I'm gonna punch somebody.
Oh yeah.
Look at
him. Didn't think he was punching Rick Moranis. He's too young to know who Rick Moranis is.
I see this as an older gentleman.
Yeah. I see then you don't know black people.
I don't.
That is a younger guy.
That's 20s.
Yeah.
He looks older in my mind. I have no idea.
And that's
why.
The problem. That's why you got that MAGA brain.
That's a dirty hoodie though. I tell you that. That hoodie looked dirty and it's black and it looked dirty.
So
he's hungry.
He's just a crazy homeless guy.
Yeah, he's mad.
That shit is fucking wild. That's that's like a huge fear of mine. It's just walking down the street with my son and some crazy homeless person. They're not like sizing you up and going like they're just like nuts and they're gonna hit some kid. They're gonna hit. I mean, God damn it, dude. This fucking it really is crazy. The city's gotten like I hate to be one of these pussies that's like damn the city's gone to shit. You know, I did move and you sort of some people have the attitude. Of almost like, you just see it. They're like, oh yeah, the people moving out of the city. They don't get it. And you're like, I don't really see the upside of New York City right now.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. Like the amount of fucking crazies that are just walking around, and the amount of fucking. Doesn't it feel like there's a?
It's regressing. There's people shooting up in Times Square again.
Well, where?
They're doing heroin.
Yeah, it's
crazy.
In New York back. They
like,
said New York was bad,
right?
Like in the street, passing out.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
So I wouldn't doubt it.
I just lived in New York for so long. I've thought of myself as a New Yorker for so long since I was 19 years old.
Yeah.
And it's like I've just I moved only to the suburbs only a couple months ago. And it's wild to me that I lived here for as long as I did. Now that like I'm just, you know, I get up in the morning, I have a house and everything's nice and spacious. Yeah. And I fucking go into the backyard and I got my garage and my kid has a bed. You know, it's just I can't even wrap my head around why I lived in New York City for as long as I lived in New York City.
Well, you were here for the hunt. You were here
but the
for
hunt
like,
is still there. I'm here.
I know, but I'm saying
when
you were
car,
younger,
it's
different.
I still don't.
When you're younger, you're like, you can handle being in New York City because it's for the younger. It's for the people, not younger, but it's for the people with that. That's like, I'm going after this stuff, this thing. And now that you
but it was
have
a,
it,
you're
you
right.
Know
I think
how
it was a
it.
Pride thing, though, where I was like, oh, you know, if you can make it here, you can make it anywhere.
Yeah.
But like.
Then the internet came along.
I could simply just have lived in a big house or a really nice big apartment and had a little more space and been a little more relaxed.
But it took New York to get you there. It took you grinding it out in New York to get you to the place you
Talk,
are now.
Son.
So New York is very beneficial for people who come here to get to accomplish it.
I love New York.
And you got to go. Like, yeah, I ain't going to let people get punched in the face to make me move.
It's not just that, though. Yeah. It's just the overall. It feels like there's a layer of film over the city right now.
I've always seen it. I don't know what people, what New York people have been experiencing.
Yeah.
I'm like, people have been getting stabbed on trains and pushed and earrings beat up.
Chloe used to tell us stories
about
getting their earrings pulled out their fucking ears back in the 80s.
So I'm talking about
I remember in middle school.
New York hasn't stopped being violent.
This chick, Jennifer Hardy, there was a chick named Shaniqua something. I forget the girl's name, but this girl, Jennifer Hardy, was a cool chick. I kind of had a little bit of a crush on this girl, in fact. In fact, she came to a comedy show at LOL when it was up in that fucking like weird theater before they moved it.
Yeah.
This chick was fucking...
Of all good reasons to have your ears ripped off.
She was a hot black chick, but she was like, she looked like Puerto Rican, but she had like a ghetto energy to her, but she was kind of had a thing. I really did have a little bit of a thing for her. And when I saw her, she got like, she leaned into it. She looked like a fucking, like a rapper. Like she had like face tattoos. Last time I saw her, it was crazy. But I remember this bitch in the eighth grade, she got into a fight with this girl, Shaniqua, and she just went, they started talking shit. She just goes, pulled both of her earrings out and just blood just shot out of this girl's ears. And I was like, oh, I fucking stopped looking. I couldn't even look. I couldn't even look at it. That's how horrific it was.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, that bitch is too hardcore for me.
It's hardcore, bro.
Hardcore, man.
We got a few
years being violent.
In my like middle school, high school, we started getting a few kids from Jersey City. And to watch girls fight that were from my town, like Secaucus, and then Jersey City girls fight. Woo, it was fun.
The way girls fight in general.
They would smoke them.
Men have like rules of engagement.
Jersey City is wild.
Women are just like, if a woman has a blade available to her, she's going to just cut you with it. It could be like a fucking mom. Like, women are just fucking wild.
Wild.
And they don't know what to do with their extremities. So
there's no escalation with a girl fight. It's zero to knife.
Yeah. They're fucking crazy. Bitches are nuts. I can't even deal with it.
But I'm from the suburbs. So when I got the chance to be out here, I was like, oh, I'm staying here.
Well, it's me too. Yeah. I grew up in Rockland County, New York. Uh-huh. I grew up in the burbs, but I spent so much time here. And I think maybe I was trying to run away from it. And I was like, I hate the suburban life. I just sort of, I regret not moving a little bit earlier. I also don't like the loudness of New York City, the aggressiveness, it sets me off. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like an anxious dude. I'm constantly like if I have something bad happen, right? Like, let's say I'm running late, you know, whatever. And that happens all the time. Trains are running late, whatever it is. If I'm running late, and this isn't an excuse, this is just my personality type, it's better that I don't start bumping into people.
Mm-hmm.
It's better that I don't start, you know, having to deal with multiple personalities and having to be respectful of everyone's space, and they have to be respectful of my space, because there's going to be some fuckery, okay? It's just a game of numbers, right? With a person like me, and it's sort of a walking time bomb where I'm fucking waiting to get into some fucking massive altercation with some fucking dude, and eventually it blows up in your face and you get stabbed or fucking shot or whatever it is. So for me and the way that I am, like, I'm just at peace. Even when I'm running late now, I'm not, the variables aren't sort of all bumping into each other like that. It's sort of like my life. It's not an apartment building with eight other tenants in the building that I have to sort of share the garbage disposal with. Like, even little things like that, it starts to wear on me. I take personal responsibility more. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just, you know, nobody else is cleaning up the yard. You know what I'm saying? So I have to do it. And you sort of get into these really good habits of me just getting up in the morning and going out to my yard. And if any, you know, garbage is blown in from fucking, you know, the yard next door or there's a fucking stick on the fucking trampoline, I just get up and I do those little things and it sets off these good habits where I'm, you know, I don't know. It's just overall, I think it's overall a good thing for me. And I didn't have that same type of structure when I was living in the city.
Hmm. No, I get it. The thing that keeps me from the suburbs is I'm not a man in the point where I know how to fix shit. So I'm like, if you get a house, now you got to keep up with the maintenance of the house. If you get a condo, it's on somebody else.
No, yeah, I completely get that.
I like the city for that.
I agreed with that for a long time. And believe me, the first few times, like my toilet bowl got clogged and I was like, there's no super.
You got to be the super.
I know, it's crazy. Yeah. It was fucking wild, right? Or, you know, just little things like that. But overall, for my psyche, it's good that I am doing those things. Mm-hmm. It's just sort of like I'm focusing on these things that are way more tangible, right? And way more productive than getting on Twitter and arguing with people about shit that doesn't fucking matter. I'm fixing things in my life that are really right in front of me, very tangible, important to fix, absolutely necessary to fix. And I think when I'm living in that other world, it's a lot of just sitting around, sitting on Twitter. Yeah. You know, we sort of like, you feel like you're part of this other thing. So,
I get it. Black Billy Crystal, nigga. I'm staying in the city. I bought a toilet snake last week because my shit was clogged up and I live right in Brooklyn and I toilet snaked that shit and fixed it my goddamn self. Fuck all y'all. City man. Bang, bang, bang. I'm going to stay in the city, son. New York. Love this place. Love the East Side. Shout out to 91st Ave. Oh, 91st and York Ave. I'm loving all this shit. East River Views. That's what I like. Right. Staying here.
Let's wrap
Holla
this
at me.
Okay. Derek. Monroe, you guys are the fucking best. No need for Thank apologies.
You, man. Hey, man, no need for apologies.
Available every Wednesday after we last podcast, so you guys can just tune in to watch their live stream, join the chat, all that good stuff. We'll be back on Wednesday with another great show. Anything else? Am I missing anything?
No.
All right, we're done. Goodbye.
Bye.
That's all, folks.